Steve Jaco pre-game interview.
209 games in the hoops of the Cats Premiership player in 2011 in the experts chair. Tom Lonergan, good afternoon to you.
Afternoon, Kingy. Hi, Cass. Yeah, I think the Carlton Blues are in with a good chance today. They've the contested marking power down forward. I think we'll get the job done over the Pies.
Well, that's something that Brent Stanton wants to hear because he has joined us for Prestige. Jaco from the Blues coaching staff. Brent, thanks for your time. Tom King, Ben Castagnoli, Tom Lonergan, appreciate your time. Firstly, the weather in Brisbane, can you give us an update? I listened to their premier this morning in Queensland. She said it was a bit colder than usual.
I wouldn't say it's a bit colder than usual. It's perfect weather up here. The clouds are settling in a little bit, but still I'd like to have this weather in Melbourne on a regular basis over winter.
Yeah, absolutely. A couple of days of winter left, but a game of football at hand. You've made a couple of changes, and it's great to see Paddy Dow finally shake off some injury concerns and get himself back in for his first game since the start of the season.
Yeah, we've been pretty fortunate over the last month or so that our reserves and those guys have been stepping up and playing their role really well in the practice matches that we've been able to participate in over the last month. And coming up to a long stretch of games in a short amount of time, we felt like it was a good opportunity to get those guys in and manage a few others so we get some run constantly throughout the next month.
And Cam Polson's banged the door down. We haven't seen him at AFL level since round five last year. What's he done in those scratch matches that's impressed and given Teague and the coaching staff confidence that he can come in and play a role?
Yeah, Cam Polson has changed the role over the last 12 months and he's really adhered to everything we've asked him to do and taken it with both hands. So he's playing more back line now and gives us a lot of dash. We know we've seen his speed previously in the forward line, but he's getting his job done as a small defender, locking away some important players at reserves level and then giving this drive out the back line that hopefully we're going to see today, which we will see today.
How are you going in the hub, Brent? Are you enjoying it?
Yeah, it's been a great experience. It's something that we'll probably never be able to experience again in life. So really, the whole football club and the Carlton Football Club have done a terrific job in making everyone so inclusive in this, in the hub life. And I'm fortunate that my partner and kids are up here with me, and that's been a real handy attribute to have in probably 6 or 7 weeks into that hub. Now we've had them here for a month, and I think it's given a lot of boost to not only the players who have kids, but also the other players who don't have kids. It's a real energy booster.
What are a couple of things that have transpired given this unprecedented season that you think might translate to when we do return to normal? I'm not sure when that will be, but what are a couple of things you think that can translate over that you've had to do differently?
I think a couple of things that have changed throughout this hub period and even before round one and round two, the ability to spend a little bit less time on a few different aspects of the way we go about it in terms of how the length of meetings, how we can coordinate that. I feel like with the players and staff might spend a little bit less time at the football club, but do a lot more outside of whether that's Zoom meetings or just giving the players onus on how they want to take their career forward. And they become very self-proficient, I suppose, in that sense. And they drive their own career, and we're seeing the benefit of that right now.
For Prestige Jaco, Australia's number one motorhome dealer, speaking with Carlton assistant coach Brent Stanton. Here's Tom Lonergan.
Good luck today, Brent. Look, I've been really impressed with young Tom DeConning since he's come back in. Looks like a real likely type. Obviously a big fella, and the Cats have his younger brother down there at the moment. But how have you seen his development, and what do you see of his future moving forward?
Yeah, Tom's worked really hard over his fitness since he came to us 3 years ago now, and we're pretty lucky and fortunate to be in the position that we have such an agile ruckman that can not only do that in the ruck but also around the field. And I think you're going to see that with only his confidence grow up forward. But in saying that, we're able to basically double combat Witts last week, who we know is a great ruckman, and sort of wear him down. So we're hoping to do the same thing today with Grundy, who's a premier ruckman in the competition. And if we can keep switching and changing on him, hopefully we can wear him down. It plays a big part of our game today.
And another big boy, big Harry McKay, was drafted number 10 in 2015. He looks like he's bulked right up, 100 kilos and 204 centimetres. Certainly an athletic play. He looks like he's almost ready to break the competition open and become that real key four that you guys are crying out for.
Yeah, Harry's really starting to get some continuity into his training. And as you know, it's a massive benefit and a massive confidence boost for younger guys coming into the system. He didn't really do a pre-season or train, even though he's been playing for a couple of years. He hasn't done a lot of training just with his body always being able to get up week after week. But now that he's maturing, you did say that he's put on a fair few kilos and he looks like he's going to tear the competition apart. But the main thing that we focus on is those guys just keep presenting and giving us an opportunity up forward. And no doubt his time will come when he does kick a bag of goals. Hopefully it's today, but we're not really too focused on the outcome. It's more the process that we're going through with Big Harry, and he just keeps on trying to improve. He's a very determined young man who wants to be the best in the AFL, and I have no doubt he'll get there, and hopefully he plays a big role in the game today.
Brent, we really appreciate your time. We know you're busy, obviously, pre-game, and so we really appreciate you affording us a few minutes to talk about the Blues. We've enjoyed their evolution, and they're one team that I reckon a lot of people will be hoping might be able to sneak into the bottom of the eight and have some October action and get a taste of finals again for the first time in a few years. Thanks for joining us, and good luck, Lasavo.
Thank you for having me.
Brent Stanton joining us there. Now, the Blues have just asked me to mention that they have got the Carlton College of Sport getting underway. So if you're a developing male or female footballer looking to take your game to the next level in 2021, spend 12 months at the Carlton Football Club undertaking the brand new Carlton College of Sport Football Development Program. And to find out more, you can visit carltoncollegeofsport.com.au.
Prestige Jaco pre-game interview.